AC/DC. Back in Black. Jerry Bader Show 1007, Jason's classic cut on a Monday. A classic indeed. I did something yesterday I haven't done in 15 years. Yeah, 15 years. I did something last night that, to my knowledge, I haven't done in 15 years. I called 911. The last time I remember calling 911 is when my daughter broke her arm. She was 5. She's 20. So that must be 15 years ago. Yeah, it was 1998. It was 15 years ago. My wife and I were driving home. We're on Lombardi Avenue in Green Bay. We stop at the... those of you in Green Bay, well, it's not really unimportant. I mean, this is unimportant to those of you who don't know the area, but for those of you who know the Green Bay area, Jason, we're at the Quick Trip on Lombardi there. You know exactly where it is. Okay. I pull out. Two cars pull out from the street that's just due north of there that T-bones into Lombardi. They're racing. I mean, they're racing. They're like crazy, right? Like 60, 70 miles an hour. And they're doing this thing between the other traffic. And I'm going back and forth with my wife on this. Well, I think we should call this in. Is this? I never know what's appropriate for 911. And then I see these maniacs. It's like they're going to kill somebody. So I called 911. I got Brown County Dispatch, which is apparently what happens when you call 911. And I said, there are two vehicles, and my wife had done a great job. She had written down the license plate and the makes. I think it was a Honda Accord and an Altima, I think. And they were nuts. I have not checked with local law enforcement to see if anything came of it, to see if they were at least stopped. I couldn't believe it. And we debated it for a couple of blocks. It's like, well, is this 911? I used to keep the local law enforcement numbers, non-emergency numbers. And from the dispatcher's tone, I couldn't tell whether or not she thought that was a valid emergency. She said, all right, we'll look into it, sir. Thank you. I did give my name and phone number, by the way. I couldn't believe it. I mean, they were racing. It's like, what the hell are you doing? It's another one of those things, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing here? I'll try to find out and see if they track those cars down. Apparently nothing, as far as I know, there are no reports of any serious accident in the area this morning, as far as I know. I want to now talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C., and I want to start with some emails that I have received. Last week, I took up the segment that national talk show host Mark Levin did with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is being unfairly labeled by some as a rhino. Mark Levin didn't do that. But what was fascinating to me was all of the email that I received, and I received a lot of email from my listeners. Did you hear what Levin did to Johnson? You go, Mark. You go. After I did that segment, I received this from who had been a very loyal listener. Jerry, I'm so sorry. I cannot listen to you for a while. Your show with Ron Johnson piece was too distasteful for me. Radio at work, off now until 11 a.m. Sincerely, I know this woman personally. I've met her. She's invited me to tea party events. But no, she is convinced Ron Johnson is now the enemy. Then there's this. Breitbart, quote-unquote, broke a story on Friday with this headline. Sources, Ryan compromise will keep Obamacare forever. Breitbart News reported that House Republicans have offered a new deal to the White House to end the fiscal stalemate. The GOP plan, authored primarily by House Budget Chair Representative Paul Ryan, according to Hill sources, would meet Obama's demands in exchanges for negotiations on a longer-term budget agreement that would protect Obamacare as it is currently implemented forever. Ryan's office adamantly, categorically denies that. In fact, what Breitbart described sounds a lot like the Collins plan, Susan Collins plan, that was shot down, that even Democrats wouldn't accept over the weekend. That's really what it sounds like. Ryan's office clearly, categorically denies it. I received an email from another loyal listener who has emailed me over the years, accepting this as truth. Even though all of the sources in the Breitbart piece are unnamed, and Ryan's spokesman Kevin Seifert was the only one that would go on record and say, no, this is categorically false. And he's the only one that would go on record saying it. Here's the email I received. Jerry, the more I read this, the more pissed off I am. When will you take a stand against these guys, Ryan, Johnson, and force them to take a stand with what their voters elected them to do? Get a mail object. Well, how big of nads does it take to launch these accusations without any credible basis in fact against Johnson and Ryan? Red State blogger Eric Erickson calls Johnson a liar with no evidence at all. And a lot of people in this audience just accept it as fact because Ron Johnson won't say that there's a magic wand that could be waved and get rid of Obamacare. And that's what you want to hear. So now he's suddenly evil. 3 years ago, Ron Johnson, Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, we couldn't believe our good fortune in Wisconsin to have this conservative triumvirate. Now, Walker's the only one, for now, who hasn't been labeled by many as a rhino. For now, I stress. I think it's coming. We're killing ourselves here. We are killing ourselves. Now, I will say this. To a degree, both sides are to blame. There are people who have unfairly demonized Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and those who wanted this defund strategy. I think they're wrong. That doesn't make them evil. It doesn't make them not conservative. It doesn't make them bad people. That, however, is the position that many have taken up on Ryan Johnson and others. To categorize Ron Johnson with John McCain is laughable. It is just laughable. He is still as pretty much conservative as anybody in Congress. Now, both of them, is that to say that both have never disappointed me? Of course not. I think endorsing Romney was a mistake. And yes, they can be politically pragmatic at times that is frustrating. I don't dispute that. That is not what they're doing with Obamacare. So instead of pointing out for the most part that President Obama is being completely rigid here and will not compromise in any way, shape, or form, we are fighting with one another's. And I could, I'm already getting emails, people that are just never going to get this, ever, ever. Right, Obamacare has been the ultimate train wreck. I said, let it crash. Do you know what's happened the last 2 weeks? It's crashed worse than even I could have imagined. It is a bigger disaster than even I thought it was going to be. And I thought it was going to be one hell of a disaster. Now, the media is paying a little bit attention to this. The New York Times even had, I shouldn't say that. The New York Times even had a pretty big piece talking about what a train wreck the first 2 weeks have been. But for the most part, the media, even if they didn't have this distraction of the conservative civil war, I'm not naive. I know that they would have soft-soaped this somewhat, but this gives them cover. They don't have to point out what a disaster it's been because we're killing each other. And again, I do blame both sides. I do. There are Republicans who should be ashamed of the way that they've talked about Ted Cruz. Ron Johnson and Paul Ryan aren't two of them. But you have to understand something. We need to focus back on what's going on here. President Obama will not negotiate. That's the story here. Whether or not we should be where we are where we are. And President Obama will not negotiate. And I do disagree. I spoke with Reid Ribble earlier this morning, and I do disagree with him on this. Democrats will never blink. And here's the other thing to consider. As there is a complete fracture of the conservative movement, Democrats are lockstep. I am surprised at how Harry Reid has kept his camp together. I truly am. And House Republicans have taken some votes they're going to have to answer for later. But right now, here's what I believe. I said earlier, President Obama's acting like a bleep hole. That's what he's acting like. He will bring this country to its knees to get what he wants. And I understand what's causing the conservative frustration. And I've said this on the air before. Over the years, Republicans have compromised their principles. They have sold out. No one has sold out here. Well, I shouldn't say no one. That's not true. Johnson and Ryan have not sold out. They both still hate Obamacare. They oppose Obamacare. And they will work to end Obamacare. Disagreeing with tactic and strategy isn't selling out. It's not. What we have to face right now is President Obama will let this country slide into hell before he will give up Obamacare. And realistically, will Republicans stay strong and not blink? I don't think so. That was part of the reasons I didn't like this idea. It is clear now that Democrats will follow Barack Obama into hell. Nobody in the Senate's going to cave. I didn't see that coming. I thought at some point they would, all right, we have to end this. Now, I don't know if the gloom and doom prophecy is as bad as they're saying it's going to be from the default, if there's a default, but we'll see. We will see. And you already see what Democrats are doing. Now they want to go back and revisit the sequester cuts. There's no way in hell Republicans should bend on that. But it's clear that Obama is not, he's not even a bleep hole. He's behaving as a madman. They talk about Republicans holding the country hostage. He will do whatever he wants. Forget about Obamacare for a moment. Republicans have pivoted to entitlement reform. No, no, nothing's on the table. No, 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 no negotiating. He's not going to blink. And then the question is, what do Republicans do? But we need to start focusing on that. Look at the things he's done. We'll take calls in a few minutes here. Look at the things he's done to hurt people. Look at the things that he's closed. Look at the things in the shutdown that don't have to be shut down. He's not ruthless. He's merciless. And he will leave this country in tatters if he has to get his way. That's what we should be talking about. Take a couple of calls on this in 5 minutes. It's 10:21.
Jerry Bader Show.